Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg today going up to 30. Pretoria 32. Rustenburg a high of 34 degrees.
In North Riding, a collision on Malibongwe Drive eastbound at Witkopen Road. It's causing slow moving traffic.
In your sport, Warren Gatland makes four changes to the Welsh side to take on the Boks this Saturday. And a world record challenge is on the cards for the upcoming Cape Town Sevens.
The High Court in Pretoria is this morning expected to continue hearing the urgent application to force humanitarian relief for suspected illegal miners at an old northwest mine. Civil Group, the Society for the Protection of Our Constitution, approached the court over the weekend amid the standoff between members of the police's anti-illicit mining team and miners at the disused Stilfontein gold mine. On Tuesday, lawyer for the state, Advocate Bongikosi Lukele, repeated government stance that the miners are not trapped.
In fact, Malich, to date, we have 1,187 miners who were able to get out. So if the illegal miners were unable to get out, how did these ones manage to get out? So it's completely untrue that the police had went there to trap. And it's completely untrue that the right to dignity, life, is not being respected in this manner.
While the court battle continues at the mine, Northwest Police spokesperson Zabata Mokhwabone says a team working with mine rescue personnel will now move into its second phase to reach the large groups of illegal mine workers who are suspected to have been underground in the old mine shaft for months.
We are basically done in terms of the implementation of the plan to rescue the illegal miners. We are now moving to the second phase, of which at this stage I won't be able to divulge details.
He has confirmed that more than 800 of the illegal mine workers who surfaced over the past few weeks have already made their first appearance in court. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To Mpumalanga, where a search is underway for two suspects who are linked to the killing of a 34-year-old female doctor. She was shot dead outside a gym in Mbombela yesterday morning. The doctor is said to have worked at a public hospital. Police spokesperson Donald Luli says her body was found near her car.
And the motive for a killing is unknown at this stage.
More on our news blog. In international news, America has for the fourth time vetoed a UN Security Council draft resolution that demanded an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. Deputy US Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood, says they can't support an unconditional ceasefire that doesn't call for the immediate release of the remaining about 97 hostages taken during the Hamas attack on Israel in October last year.
This resolution would have sent a dangerous message to Hamas. There's no need to come back to the negotiating table.
And remember the artwork that consists of that fresh banana taped to the wall?
Yes.
Well,
sadly,
a cryptocurrency entrepreneur paid more than 112 million rand for this provocative work of conceptual art. It was auctioned by Sotheby's in New York last night. Chinese-born crypto founder Justin Sun bought the right to now tape a fresh banana with a single strip of silver duct tape on a wall in his house. He is quoted as saying to him, this is not just art, but the representation of a cultural phenomenon that bridges the worlds of art, memes, and the cryptocurrency community.
It's probably the most lucrative market, target market. Mm. Really wealthy people that don't know what to do with their money.
Really don't know what to do with
their
money.
And with just strange to no taste at all.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, imagine.
For me, it's the work behind that art, because it has to be a fresh banana. So you must tape it, and then every 2 days it must be a fresh. You're going to have to work for this art.
Unless you put tinfoil on the top, and that keeps it a bit longer.
That's not the artwork anymore.
But then the artwork changes.
Yeah.
Vietje, wat means. Wat maken means met a papi sang?
Nee? Maak banana brood.
Dankie.
Yeah. Was dat geleerd?
Ja, sir. But are you going to get that kind of millions for it? No. It's very, very, very sad.
Wow.
It makes us feel inadequate and terrible about our lives. Thank you, Gerda.
There's more to come later.
No.
It's okay.
What are you doing with your life?